This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The explosion of the craft beer industry in Kalamazoo has been good news for the breweries, which are operating and opening in the city. It's also been good for their thirsty customers. But a recent article for Southwest Michigan's Second Wave shows us that craft beer is also leading to spin-off businesses in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Martin is the craft brew writer for Southwest Michigan's Second Wave. Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gordon.
What made you want to write about this subject in particular?
Well, it's just another extension of what's happening in craft beer in Kalamazoo and in the surrounding area as well. You know, people in this city and in Michigan, and I'm finding actually throughout the country, are, as you had mentioned, thirsty for craft, for something handmade, something that they can't just go to Walmart and purchase. They want something either made for them or something that represents them and the area they come from. And that has really been the underlying ethos with craft beer ever since it reemerged in the late 80s, is it's been tied to place, it's been tied to artistry and in craft in general. And now people are really taking to that, and they want that in their other products. They want that in soaps. They want that in their clothing. They want that in experiences as well, such as brewery tours. They want love put behind the products and the experiences that they have, and they want it to be tied to something that they can appreciate and that they can grasp.
You start your story by asking, what do a bar of soap, a walking tour, and a feature-length film all have in common? And you tell us that each one was created because of and in support of the local craft beer industry. So let's work backwards. What about that feature-length film?
Yeah, so that's a really neat idea. That was done by Rhino Media and headed up by a really cool gentleman named Kevin Romeo. He's from Kalamazoo here. Rhino Media does a lot of promotions and publicity work for local breweries, among other places, though they work with a lot of the community. They also do wedding videos and basically any kind of multimedia websites and that sort of thing. But as I was talking with Kevin, he had basically said, do we want to be known as a company that works for hire, or do we want to make our own content? And as he juggled that idea, the first thing that popped into his mind is craft beer. We want to be involved with craft beer, and we want to tell the story of the beer in general, but also of how it's helped build the city back up. And with their contacts within the brewing industry in Kalamazoo and the greater community, they were able to put together really what turned out to be the first full-length feature documentary on craft beer in Michigan. And it's been a neat thing. It's really taken off outside of Kalamazoo. It had showings at theaters all across the state. You can find it on the internet. They're selling the DVD with commentary. Breweries have done showings of it. And it's neat. And Kevin even told a story about a guy up in the UP who saw the film, wasn't really sure what he wanted to do with his life, but all of a sudden, just like that, like a light bulb went off, knew that whatever it was going to be in Kalamazoo, it was going to be with craft beer, and he ended up moving down here and getting a job with Michigan Mobile Canning, which is a company that, as it sounds, goes around to the breweries and helps them can and distribute their beer. So it's another amazing thing that is, it was a fun project for this company to work on, and all of a sudden it's bringing people to Kalamazoo and tying a community together even tighter. It's just neat to look at.
So how about the walking tour?
Yeah, so that was set up by West Michigan Beer Tours, which is John Liberty, formerly of the Kalamazoo Gazette, and Eric Faber, good friend of ours. It's a spinoff of their craft beer tour business, where they either are for hire for companies, weddings, different groups of people, or they set up individual tours that you can buy a spot on. And they drive around in a really, really nice luxury coach and go brewery to brewery. Sometimes they'll do West Michigan. Sometimes they'll head east towards Detroit and Ann Arbor. They've gone to Tiger Games. They've gone to Chicago. They've gone up north. But this idea is new this summer, and what they're doing, and they're also doing a bike tour, which is really neat now that the new pop-up bike lanes are in. So what they're doing is taking people around to the downtown Kalamazoo breweries, and there's 8 breweries downtown Kalamazoo right now, with a 9th popping up once Bright Eyes opens just down Burdick. And so not only are they giving people backstage tours of all the breweries, showing off the different styles of beer, but they're giving a historical context to it as well, and showing off Kalamazoo in its historical context. And that's one of the things I mentioned in the story is, now we're not just known for education in guitars, it's also beer. Well, they show off the education and the guitar making, and they go by the old Gibson plant, and they talk about the Celery City and about flavoring plants and paper making and the whole history of Kalamazoo in industry is shown off throughout this tour, along with architecture and famous people. I think they stop by one of the graveyards and show off, you know, different spots of well-known former residents. And it's just neat. You're able to really understand the history of the city and become a part of it while also drinking some really, really amazing beer.
So is Kalamazoo becoming better known now for beer than it is for those other things you mentioned, you know, free college and guitars? And I guess I'm also wondering if now maybe craft beer is in some ways tied back to some of the other things which have happened in Kalamazoo related to innovation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Kalamazoo for a long time has been known as a place where people can come, and it's, I like to call it the West of the Midwest. You know, people come to Kalamazoo and sort of reinvent themselves and become part of a new scene, and it's all about arts and creativity in the city, and it has been for a long time. And yeah, craft beer plays right into that. And it's yes, we are becoming known as a craft beer capital, but I think you hit the nail on the head. It's just an extension of everything else we've done in this city. It just shows off our innovativeness and the fact that we're resilient. And yeah, we were absolutely demolished by a tornado in 1980, and we had recession issues, and you know, buildings didn't boom the way that we'd hoped they would, but everyone has bounced back, and we found new things to get involved in. And craft beer is part of that, and so is wine and cider and now film and music, and it all ties together.
And then back one more time to the lead of your story, how does a bar of soap work into all of this?
Well, people have to look good. They've got to be clean if they want to go out, right?
Sure.
So Dan Handsome Grooming Company, what they do is they make soap, they make grooming products, they make shaving cream, lotions, all sorts of really, really neat things, and they do it from spent brewing ingredients. Not entirely, of course, but they use hops and malts and barleys to accent their products, both to give them, you know, excellent, both for the smell, for the aesthetic of it, but also for the cleansing properties that the plants have, which is neat. And they've worked with the breweries to take away some of their spent grains and some of their used hops. And they've developed this really, really nice relationship with a lot of the brewers in town. And I was speaking with them about selling their products as well. And I said, you know, a lot of the breweries have their own little brewery stores where they sell T-shirts and beer and swag and that sort of thing. And I asked, do you get your products in those stores? And they're very hesitant to put their products in those company stores because they don't want to step on other people's turf as well. They understand that that retail setting is purely for the brewery's profit.
So as you mentioned, we are on the cusp of having 9 breweries in Kalamazoo. Lots of people have wondered, I think, over the years, at some point, is Kalamazoo going to hit peak beer? And I guess I'm wondering from these spinoff businesses, do they think about that in the back of their minds, that at some point this is not going to be as sustainable as it's been so far?
That's absolutely a question on a lot of people's mind, and there is no definitive answer to that. It's always been I guess we'll cross that bridge when we get to it point. But, I mean, some things to really consider are there are over 3,000 breweries in this country alone right now, but we're still not at pre-prohibition levels of small breweries. At the turn of the century, in the 19th into the 20th, there were over 4,000 breweries in this country. And there were only 75 million people and 2 fewer states. There are a lot more people in this country right now. I think, 320 million people or something like that in the United States, and 1,000 breweries less than there were in 1900. So the question of when the bubble will break, I think we still have a while to go.
Jeremy Martin, thank you very much for your time.
Well, of course. Thanks, Gordon. Thanks for having me.
Jeremy Martin is the craft brew writer for Southwest Michigan's Second Wave. You can find a link to the Southwest Michigan's Second Wave article, Craft Beer Spawns Lots of Little and Growing Businesses, at WMUK.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.